time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have got Pam Boyd. She is the director, the executive director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. We've got some great events coming up. You know, in September, we have got Day of Caring that'll be coming up. And another one that is very, you know, I love this one here. It's one of my favorites. It's Soul to Souls, and they're going to have a pop-up shoe shop on August 13th. So we're going to talk about both of those things here in this interview. Pam, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thanks you so much for having me today.
Well, we're just glad to get you in here. Love doing things with United Way. How has Eastern Utah been treating you guys?
Oh, Eastern Utah is wonderful. Wonderful people, you know, and I love it that they're worker bees. You know, there's a lot of places in the world that aren't blessed with that. And it's great to have people who are willing to come out and do the work and help their neighbors.
And it is. And it's another one of those things that I don't think that you could be in a better place if you need something.
I agree.
I think it's just great, this whole area right here. So let's talk about this one. As I said, Soul to Souls, it's one of my favorites. And, you know, this is such a great program. And I'm going to kind of let you explain how it works the majority of the year. How's that sound?
Well, Souls to Souls goes on a really simple idea, and it's that if your feet hurt, it's pretty hard to think about anything else. Now, imagine you're a first grader and you're wearing shoes that are tight, or maybe they have holes in them and water are getting in and your feet are cold. And then imagine having to concentrate on your arithmetic lesson. And, you know, it's pretty hard to do. Like, think about when you've walked too far and how bad your feet hurt. Now, just think about that for a kid. So we just don't think kids should have to deal with that here in Eastern Utah. So we have this program. And what we do is we will give free shoes to any kid who needs them. And, you know, we usually get referrals from school teachers, school counselors, principals. And, you know, kids are referred to the program. We hear about them. We get them a pair of shoes. So we decided we could try something new this year. And that's what Souls to Souls is this year. And we're doing a pop-up shoe shop. Come by the Price City Peace Garden on Saturday, August 13th from 9 to 1, and we will give you a pair of shoes for back to school to start kids off the new year in a great way.
And it is such a great, great program. You're going out school clothes shopping now anyway. Okay, if you see something, if you see a pair of shoes, maybe grab an extra pair, and you have drop-offs set up. Sounds like the majority of the banks, right, in the area. Where have you got drop-offs set up?
We have drop-off boxes at Zions Bank in Huntington and Price, Wells Fargo Bank in Price, and Washington Federal in Price. And we also have a barrel at the United Way office at City Hall.
So if you've got them, if you're out and about and you see them, grab an extra pair and take them to those locations and drop them off. And then on the 13th, they're going to be handing out the shoes right there in the Peace Gardens, downtown Price, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that is, once again, such a great, great program. And another great program that United Way does, and it's coming up very, very fast.
It is.
Is the Day of Caring. This is the first one for Pam.
It is my first one, and I'm really excited about it. I'm excited about the energy I'm hearing. We have veteran people here to show the way, and they're giving great guidance, great ideas, and just the sense of pride and ownership that people have with this program is really wonderful to see.
And so when it comes time for Day of Caring, you need a couple of things. You need plenty of volunteers.
Yes.
You need project leaders.
Yes, and
we
are looking
for projects.
Yeah.
So let's talk about projects first. If somebody sees something that maybe needs a helping hand or something like that, and give you a call down at the office, and you can talk it out. And you guys don't just show up, right? You don't just show up and say, we're doing this, so, right?
No, we have a project application. You can get it on our website, which is uweu.org. Or you can call me up, which is, 435-637-8911. And we will talk it through. And if you tell me about the project, I will fill out the form for you. You don't have to worry about that. And, you know, these projects can be in public right-of-ways. rights of way, or they can be in private areas. You know, if you see your elderly neighbor and they're just having a hard time getting their weeds pulled and their mulch put out, you know, we would be more than thrilled to do that for them on Day of Caring. That's what it's about, neighbors helping neighbors. And so you could call me up. I would fill out an application. I would contact your neighbor to make sure that that is something that a private landowner wants to have happen. And we'll send people out and make this all happen on, you know, September the 10th.
And that's, once again, that's what Day of Caring is all about. If you see a neighbor that's struggling to keep their yard maintained, if they're, you know, senior citizens, they just can't get it done. You know what? Turn it into Pam. Pam will give them a call. And if they're good with it, the rest of it is done. And the great thing about it is many hands make for small work and quick work. You know, what would take your neighbor, an elderly neighbor, maybe 2 or 3 days, you know what, they might be able to knock it out in an hour or two. It's just, it's that, and that's what the Day of Caring is about, is neighbors helping neighbors and those kinds of things. And to be able to guide those around, you need project leads as well, you said.
We do. We do need project leads. You know, and basically what this involves is, you know, just kind of taking the leadership on the Day of Caring. You know, we have our big gathering event at Lynn's. First thing in the morning, we have a breakfast. We'll equip you with a cooler of water and a first aid kit and send you out to your work site. And, you know, the project leaders just kind of organize the workers then. And then you'll work for a few hours. Then we gather together and we have a picnic in the park and celebrate, you know, the day.
And once again, if you are... The best thing is if you're a local business or anything that wants to get people together to go do this, you know, would you like people to call you if they want to volunteer, if they've got a group, or what's the best way to do that?
Call me. Gave the number, but I'll give it again. 435-637-8911. Or you can email me at liveunited@uweu.org.
All right. So there it is. Two big events coming up. We got the pop-up shoe shop for Souls to Souls. That's going to be on Saturday, August 13th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Price City Peace Gardens. And then, of course, the big one for United Way, the Day of Caring, and that will be September 10th. So if you've got any questions, give Pam a call down there at the office. Once again, 637-8911. She can run you through it all and get you signed up if you want to help out. Get those projects into her. And you know what? Just this is a great thing. And remember, helping out your neighbors and your friends, that's where it's all about. That's what it's about. That's what we do here in Carbon and Emery Counties anyway. Pam, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.